Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your faithful and faith-filled rainbows and lollipops host, because I know that if you can build a foundation on the possibilities of tomorrow, then you are one step closer to flying. And I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to leap up to the stars. I'm ready to cross that rainbow and find my pot of gold on the other side. It is time for me to live out my impossible dreams, because they are impossible only because someone somewhere labeled them impossible. It can happen if I make it happen. I will have to change to see it happen, though. I have not been where I wanted to be for a very long time. Now, I was moving in that right direction, and then apparently I took a wrong turn, and that got me a little off track, and then that little off track got me a little off track, and it kind of led to more, and suddenly I was somewhere different from where I had pictured in my mind. I mean, I've always wanted to fly. I dreamed of being in a position to share my words with the world. I expected to step out into all that I had imagined. I anticipated my success. And then one day I looked around and I was here, not even close to all that I had managed or all that I had imagined. And I was slipping steadily in the wrong direction. I thought it was my relationship with procrastination that held me back. But as I studied through Think and Grow Rich for the second time this year, I was jolted when I realized that one of the symptoms of fear of poverty, according to Napoleon Hill, one of the symptoms of fear of poverty is procrastination. That understanding made me mad. See, I have never considered myself fearful. In fact, I would have declared that I was pretty much fearless. My husband actually told someone that a few years back when a lady confronted me about something I said in class. She asked if I was afraid of anything, and my husband told her no, she isn't. Well, this has been my foundation. You can imagine, with my foundation of being fearless, that I was kind of shocked when the words from Dr. Hill settled into my being. And I denied it at first. Obviously, he had to be wrong about his assumptions. There was no way I was afraid, particularly of something as benign as poverty. Instead of rejecting what he wrote altogether, I decided to mull over it for a bit. I began to see how the comments my husband made about finances and his worry about the monetary situation had actually seeped into my own thought process. That was the moment I determined to break up with procrastination for good. And that one determination, because of it, I adjusted my sails and I turned my ship back to the direction that I had wanted to go in the first place. It was not easy, because procrastination has its own ideas about how long the relationship is supposed to last. I was blessed that unexpected company kept driving me to do things in a time and in a way that challenged procrastination. Eventually, I got the upper hand, and once I got the upper hand, I have been walking out purposeful actions that continue to keep procrastination at bay. The moment I confronted my fears, I began growing up change. I admitted the truth about procrastination and what it was doing to my life, but never for my life. Coming clean about my current place and my current walk made it possible for me to redefine the direction I wanted to head in. If I want to grow change for my life, then I have to define the direction I will head. I will only know the best steps to take and the right actions to choose if I have a target to focus on when I make those choices. It is also important to understand some basic ideas about how my unique direction will look. One, my direction will be defined by me, or my direction will be defined for me by others if I give them control. Two, my direction will be random, and only one way gets me to a specific location. Three, my direction needs to be written down, or my direction will easily slip my mind. Written directions are tangible terms that I can see and review as I need. Four, my direction stays fueled by my passion when defined by me, or my direction becomes a rut when I allow it to be defined by others. And five, my direction must be specific, but my direction also has to be a little flexible. I know that I'm going to have to do things. I'm going to have to take action if I want to see things get done. I've been distracted enough from my destination. I've been knocked off target by procrastination and the great they out there trying to dictate my path. I've gotten lost and confused and a little muddled in what I'm doing and where I'm going. But I'm ready to take charge, take control, and make change happen. I've realigned my compass so that I can get things back on track. I've taken that next step so that I'm one step closer. With my newly refined direction, I really am ready to fly. I am going to become what I'm designed to be because I am focused on the direction that I know I am supposed to be going. Things are not always the way that I want, but I can still find the determination to smile. And I'm not talking about one of those, I smile because it's the only way to avoid hurting someone kind of smile. I'm talking about a smile that bubbles up from the warmth growing in your heart. Have you noticed that doing something as simple as smiling can make a huge difference in your whole day and in your demeanor? I was sitting on my couch the other day and watching as Boy Scouts came in one door and went out the other, keeping all four doors busy. One of them asked my husband for some help, and when he came back, I saw that smile. Despite the utter chaos swirling around us, my husband, the one that has to have everything and every place in every spot and every order, was smiling, and it changed the whole atmosphere of the room. I'm working on smiling more, even though smiles are a natural part of my personality. I know that when I smile, it gives me the fuel to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep making things happen. It is up to me. Things won't happen to me. Things happen by me. I have to find the way, and I find the way when I define the way. I can discover the right direction for me and my journey when I understand a few points about my direction. One, my direction needs to be defined by me because ultimately I am the only one that knows me. Others know some of me, others know parts of me, but I am the only one that is intimately aware of all that I am and all that I want to be. If I rely on someone else to define my direction, then I will either lose focus or lose desire. I want to be in a place of exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think or imagine, and I will need desire to keep me going down that path. I won't get there trying to follow someone else's direction. Two, my direction needs to focus and be focused and specific because there's far too much noise in this world to keep me distracted without that kind of focus. I need to determine where I'm going, why I'm going, and when I'm going so I can recognize the opportunities for how I am going to go. If I don't get focused on my direction, then my direction will become random. Random direction rarely ends me up in any place that I even remotely want to be. I need to be specific if I want to be on target. 3, my direction needs to be written down, because I have a tendency to forget what I'm doing from one moment to the next. I need to have my direction in a place where I can see it and even touch it. It needs to become tangible, because tangible becomes real. If I keep my direction unwritten, then it is very likely that it will also become unremembered. I have to write it down to grow change that I'm going to walk out. When I write down my direction, I can remember my direction no matter what comes up around me or what comes at me. 4, my direction is strongest when defined by me, because I can infuse my direction with passion. I can do things that I am good at, and I can do things that I have education to do, but when I do things that are driven by passion, I can be walking in a direction that will not be easily swayed from anyone, from anything, from any situation. If I allow others to dictate my direction, then I often end up in a rut. That thing that I'm just good at becomes monotonous. That thing that I just have an education to do becomes tedious and tiring. I am more invested in the direction that I define. And 5, my direction needs to be specific, because there are too many twists and turns along the way. Without a specific direction, I become caught up in all the options, and then I end up getting nowhere in the end. But I also have to be flexible for the journey, because there are so many twists and turns, and sometimes they come up before I know what hits me. If I'm not flexible in pursuing the specific, then I will find that I struggle with every little hindrance that pops up in the path. And they will pop up. My direction needs to be specific to who I am and what I'm doing, but it has to be flexible to be able to take the turns that life throws at me. I know that I'm not where I want to be right now, because I lost my direction. I've been doing a lot, but not getting very far. I've been very busy in all of my doing, but not focused in purposeful action. If I want to get to that place that I desire, if I want to reach my dreams, if I want to fly, then I will have to recognize my direction, and then I'll have to begin to walk in that direction. It's not all that complicated, but it is a challenge. I had become comfortable in my settled place, even though my settled place wasn't even remotely the place that I thought I was going to be in or that I wanted to be in. But I had become settled into that place until I became aware that I had become settled into that place. The realization that I was not living out my potential, even though it was all around me, it was just a shock to my system. It was like cold water on a hot day. I was mad because I became mad enough to do something about it. I was not in the place that I wanted to be. And once I recognized that it was not the place that I really wanted to be, I became determined enough to make the change necessary to get to the place I wanted to be. But first, I had to recognize where I was so I could change directions to get to that right place. You know, I've been spinning my wheels, or spinning in circles, depending on the moment in time we're reviewing. The last few years, I have been off the mark because I lost my direction. I allowed others to tell me how to do what I wanted to do, or even worse, I allowed others to tell me what to do. It seems kind of strange that someone who believes in the power of being unique would fall into the trap of walking in the path they determined. But I promise that I fell into that hole just one subtle step at a time. That's how a hole works. It's not like a regular hole, like a physical hole that you're walking along and all of a sudden you're in the hole. These spiritual holes are just, you slip into them, you slide into them. One day you think you're on solid ground, and then the next time you look around, you're in that hole surrounded by the dark. The good news is that you never have to remain in the hole. I didn't stay in the hole. I broke up with procrastination, took a step, and redefined my direction so that I would know where to keep stepping. I'm breaking out, and I'm breaking free, and that is where I'm supposed to be. God has designed me on purpose and for a purpose. When I'm walking out my unique direction, then I'm walking in the way that God has designed for me to go. When I walk that unique way, God's way for me, then I will discover that my paths are straight. This is from Psalm 5:8. And my path will be level. This is from Psalm 27:11. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. Because one of the toughest parts about walking out my unique journey can be those twists and turns that life tries to throw in. It turns out that when I'm doing what God has designed for me, that He also steps in and designs a straight path. The world can never compete with that design. Not only will God make the path straight and level, but God will even make a way in the wilderness. Isaiah 43:18-19 from the King James Version says it this way, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old." God is trying to get me to stop looking to my past for my direction. The scripture goes on to say, "Behold, I will do a new thing. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." When I'm walking in the direction that is unique for me, that God has designed for me, God's design direction, then my past is no longer the determining factor. My past no longer has a say in what I'm doing or what I'm becoming. My past is just that. It has passed. God makes the way, even in the wilderness and the desert. Unless I know that God designed direction, and unless I grow up change to push me in that God designed direction, I will not live under that umbrella of blessing. My part is to understand my direction and then to keep moving in that direction. Job 17:9 from the New Living Translation reads like this, "The righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger." The more I move in the right direction, then the more I will move in the right direction. The more I do what I know to do and stick to my right direction, then the stronger I will grow. I grow change in my life when I know where to go, and then I go. I have to understand my direction, the one that was uniquely designed by God for me, and then I have to step in that direction. That is what will get me to the change. That is what will get me to my dreams. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, the Choose Direction episode. I am closer to my dreams than I was before the show started because I continue to remind myself that I have to walk out this journey if I want to live out this journey. I would love to hear more about your experiences and your journey. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments that you have. You can email me at radio@katherinelang.com. You can also just check in with me on the website. There's a contact form there, or you can find me on one of the tabs. It's www.katherinelang.com, or please comment on one of the blog posts. I would also love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet as Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it is @KatherineC. Lang. On Google Plus, it's the plus symbol, Catherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it is the Catherine C. Lang. You can also listen to all the syndicated broadcasts of Growing Hope by visiting www.catherinelang.com/on-air. Also, be sure to sign up for the Reflections in Hope newsletter that comes out once a week on average. It is another chance to receive some motivation and encouragement for your journey. And that's what it's all about, encouragement for this journey. I am Catherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of this world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that shatters the delusions of the world around us.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.